That is Millie Jackson, and yeah, from the album Get It Out Your System. It came out in 1978, and it is on an obscure label I've never seen before, a subsidiary of Polydor at the time, and Spring Records. I don't know where that came from. Spring? I don't know. This is what they say about Millie Jackson. She owns her own record label. Well, that's probably where that came from then. It's called Weird Records. After a lengthy hiatus from recording, she released her 2001 album, Not for Church Folk, which marked a return to her style, an urban contemporary sound. There you go. And, yeah, so she's been around a bit. She's been around the block, so to speak. Let's see. Started in 1964 at a Harlem nightclub, Small's Paradise. She won a deal with MGM Records in 1970. And, the way I know Millie Jackson is through some Northern Soul compilations, which, as some of you regular listeners will know, I am into Northern Soul because that's where I'm from, Wigan. And Wigan was very popular with Northern Soul. So she's had a few hits over the years. So she introduced this raunchy spoken word thing, which you heard on that particular track or that side of that album in 1974 on an album called Caught Up. And she sang Luther Ingram's If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. So she would go back and forth between these spoken word segments of songs and straight up and down funk and soul tunes. So yeah. So she's had a pretty wild career over the years. And so yeah, she's still going from what I can read here. Blah 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 blah. Performed at Washington DC Historic Howard Theater in 2012. B.B. King's Blues Club in 2012. She was inducted into the official Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame in 2015. So there you go. Still going strong. You are listening to Millie Jackson's Get It Out Your System. Now, I've got my better glasses on. I can't read that. It's too small. But there's the album. And this came out in 1978, so I hope you're enjoying it. So we do kind of, you know, jump around from prog rock to classic rock to funk. It's all connected in my brain. I know a lot of people don't connect it all together, but I do. And it's just the way I roll. And yeah, I hope you're doing all right out there. You are listening to Transatlantic Express on thehouseofprog.com. And on CJSF 90.1 FM in the Lower Mainland, going out on a Tuesday night and a Thursday morning. We're going to go into side two of Millie Jackson's Get It Out Your System. And here we go. I wish I knew what those songs are. The only trouble is this is what I do when I rip vinyl, and I was talking about it before, is that if it's all a consecutive track, like the tracks kind of meld into each other, I just recorded the whole thing. And so I can never remember what tracks they are. So you can't really do that. Anyway, this is side two of Millie Jackson's Get It Out of Your System. There you go. In English, please. Yeah. There we go.
Myself together. soon I'm wondering how I came to doubt you. All you gotta do is smile that smile, and there goes all my defenses. Just leaving it all up to you, and in a little while you're messing up my mind, filling up my senses. Here you come again, looking better than a body has a right to, and shaking me up so. And all I really know is here you come again. To replace you, you right back here again. Well, this time there are gonna be a few changes made around here. You think you can just come in here, do what you wanna, say what you wanna, leave when you please, and everything's all right as long as you apologize. Now I'm about fed up. After all, sorry ain't nothing but a word to make up for something said or done. You really meant the first time. When you already said what's on your mind. Sorry is something you say to make up for something said or done. Maybe now you dread. Even though you know you meant it when you lost your head. Why are you sorry? Is it because you said what you meant but didn't mean to say it that way? Oh no! Tell me now, why are you sorry? were sorry the last time you left. Even sorrier when you came back. You're always sorry. Now what you want me to do? Now I got a man that loves me all the time. You love me sometimes. I'm gonna make him as happy as I possibly can. But still, he wants to hear the words. Wants to know the way I feel. He wants to hear the words. Needs to know that it's for real. He wants to hear me say, I love him in every way. Though he know he's got a hold on me, and I will stay. Still he wants to hear the words to make it right. But how can I tell him what I told you last night? Never meant for us to go so far beyond one touch. Never thought I'd watch you go and miss you oh so much. To know that it's for real. He wants to hear me say, I love him in every way. Though he know he's got a hold on me, and I will stay. Still he wants to hear the words to make it right. But how can I tell him what I told you? I've tried to tell him everything he wants to hear, but there comes a time when you have to be honest with yourself, and I know that in trying, I've been lying to both him and myself. And I've come to realize that it really doesn't matter how much he loves me or how much you and I fight. The only thing that really matters is what I want, and I just wanna be with you. No matter what changes we go through, I just wanna be the one. When all your girl chasing is done, because I feel in the light of day, I
travel. I like to move in different directions. However, love, you'll always be my number one girl. You can deal with it.
Darling, go. Follow your rainbow. You'd only end up resenting me for holding you back anyway. And if this what makes you happy, hey, sing your song, sweet music, man. Touch my soul with your beautiful song. You even had me humming along right with you. You said I need you. Then you changed the words and added harmony.
Listening to Millie Jackson's album from 1978, Get It Out Your System.
A little bit of funk, a little bit of soul. Song originally written by Kenny Rogers. I think he wrote it. It definitely was the first person to play it. Oh, yeah. All right, classic, classic album. If you like Millie Jackson, the tracks you heard were Sweet Music Man, I Just Want to Be With You, and He Wants to Hear the Words When Why You Say You're Sorry, Here You Come Again, and put something down on it, Logs and Things, Keep the Home Fire Burning, and we started the show off. I started that set off with Get Out and Get Some. That's the way she rose. Yeah, she wrote most of the songs herself, apart from that kind of last one, it's kind of
very talented lady is Millie.
Not to be mixed up with Millie, the other Millie that's kind of popular right now.
So that wraps up our little funk and soul section. And so we've been playing Millie Jackson. We played Nazareth, so we've got some classic rock. We've got some classic funk. And now we're going to get into some would-be, one day, popular prog rock. Now, this band from Seattle, I have no idea how I got this CD. And I've got it right here in my hand. The band's name is Timelight. I can see they're from Seattle, but I'm not sure how I got this CD into my presence. It could be I got it from a couple of different sources, but that will remain a mystery. So we're going to play a couple of tracks before we wrap up for the evening, morning, afternoon, wherever it is, where you are. We're going to play a track called Past Departure, something called Taken, and then the title track, Cellar. And it is basically three tracks. I don't know if we're going to get to all of them, or at least complete all of them. But anyway, we'll talk about them in a bit. This is a track called Past Departure. You are listening to DJ Ian on thehouseofprog.com and on CJSF 90.1 FM.
piece of history's wrong.